We just honor you, Lord, and praise you and esteem you. And thank you for all that you have done. You are true, and you are the living God. I remember when your enemies tried to put another God up before you and worship this tall statue, 90 foot, and called it a God. And God, you made it fall flat on its face. My God, you are ultra awesome, ultra awesome. Thou shalt have no other gods before you. God, you're the only true and living God. We love you. We thank you for the privilege of being your children and for the privilege of even speaking to you. God, what a privilege to just say, Our Father,
yes,
which art in heaven. We just praise you and we thank you. We ask forgiveness for any sins in our life, sins of omission, things that you told us to do that we haven't done yet. We're trying. Give us grace and mercy, we pray. Forgive us for those things that we've done. Lord, forgive us. Forgive those people who trespass against us. Help us to forgive them, we pray. Set the line up. We welcome the Holy Ghost on this line and ask it to take over, take complete control, and bless this line even as never before. Anoint it. Let the anointing sit on the line to destroy every yoke. Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We glory in you. We appreciate everything that you're doing for us even right now. Oh, what a praise. What a praise. And what a privilege. What a privilege. Now thank you for our revival today and for our revivalists. Bless Mother Edley Johnson. Oh, God, give her what to say, what to do, how to do it. God, we'll just receive it from you. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Revive our souls, I pray, all of us. In Jesus' name. Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Praise you. We praise you. We thank you for it. Everything that you're doing in Jesus' name. Thank God. We ask this properly in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
That you stretch out your hand over the people and bless, 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 bless. Bless Mother Johnson. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to you, Lord. Good morning to you.
All of
you. Morning to you, Lord. Morning. Morning, Lord. We know you in the place, and we appreciate you being here. Amen. I want everybody in all these area codes, 913-816-317-912-773 and 225-847-708 and my God, 616 and 334 and 219, all of y'all, 225 and so many others, 347 and 385 and many others, 502 and 765 and so many others. I want to ask you, has the Lord been good to you? Do you,
yes.
You realize that
he has? Yes, he has. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all could just walk down there, look in the room of a hospital
and
see how people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And can't walk and can't talk. And
thank you.
Open their eyes in a comatose state.
Yes, God.
You realize how good.
Thank you.
Let's praise him. I'm going to give every one of y'all a chance to open your mouth and praise him this morning. Let's praise him for about a minute. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. We shout out to you. We do honor the presence of the Lord. Thank God for you, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the other ambassadors, to all of the our executive staff, all of the helpers, to everyone, name by name, one by one. This is from all around the world. Yes, I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here. Amen.
Conference recording started.
NTA. Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached 347-934-0206, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are reaching an audience now of 90 million plus. So if you want to reach us, just simply 347-934-0207. And Dr. Johnson, we just thank God for you and for the excellent work you're doing in getting the gospel across the world. May God forever bless you and yours. God bless. Back to you, sir.
Amen. I want to just do a couple things here. Our revivalist today is Mother Emily Johnson. My assistant, if you would get, if you can get Pastor Stroud on the line, we want to open this up to people. We got people all around the world, but we can do that also. I'm going to do a little praise and worship here. I want to offer all of you who would like to just get on the phone and call any of your friends, get them on the line. Give them the number. You can do that while I do this praise and worship. This is a revival this week. Amen. Tell the Mother Emily Johnson, a 94-year-old mother, is getting ready to do a one-day revival on the line. And use your cell phone and get them on the line. Tell them you don't want to miss this. Tell them I called you just so you could be blessed and get this miracle this morning. That's what we're all about. Help us to one another. Amen. So while I do this praise and worship, please feel free to get off the get your other phone or whatever and call somebody and tell them Mother Johnson is getting ready to do a one-day revival. Amen. And tell them they don't want to miss this. Get them on the line. Give them the number, 267-507-0206. come in, and you got the code number 959336. God bless you. Amen. My soul say yes.
Oh, yeah.
My soul say yes.
Yes.
My soul say yes. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Lord, I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just
thank you, Lord.
Sing with me. Lord, I shout glory Amen. Not today, though. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We love you. We appreciate you. And this woman, all of her life, she's been a soldier for the Lord. Amen. Even in her youth, she was saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And then started leading young people everywhere to Christ. Mothers all around Kansas wouldn't trust their children with anybody but Mother Edley Johnson. She got a big old yellow bus and got it and filled it up with children going to the revival and taking them to different places to praise the Lord. Mothers and fathers would trust their children with women because they knew as long as they were with Mother Edley Johnson, none of them would be in harm's way and none of them would be lost and nothing would happen to them. She's a soldier in the army of the Lord. The Lord blessed her to lead so many young people. There are many young people around Kansas nowadays who testify that they are saved and they're preaching or they're missionaries simply because of the life of Mother Edley Johnson. They have ministries all over the country. She's known as the mother to the nation. Thank God for Pastor McAllister, who shared that name and that title with me. I grabbed it and took it to people all around the nation, put it on the radio, the mother to the nation. And she is because she's got children that have adopted her all over the world. Amen. The mother to the nation. I present her to you this morning for this revival, whatever she wants to do and whatever the Lord needs her to do. And she can take the whole time. Whenever she wants to give it back, I'm here. But if you want to take all the hour, that's fine. God bless you. This is a revival. Amen. Whatever you want to do, whatever God needs you. Amen. Let's receive it by the words of amen, amen, and amen.
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 Mother to the nation, Mother Edley Johnson. God bless you, Mother. The line is open to you.
God bless you. Our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my heart says thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. 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 Oh, God of heaven, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength, Lord. I thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful salvation. Thank you. Thank you. I am not the, oh, I praise and I magnify your name. Lord, knowing we're nothing without you. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are failure. But with you, Lord, all things are possible to the believer. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a good night's rest. Thank you, Lord, for being part on this prayer line. We praise and magnify your name. Knowing we are nothing, Lord, we're looking to thee by faith. Believing in your word. Well, you said in your word, was asked and it shall be given. You said, seek and we find, knock and would be open unto us. And Lord, we ask you the word of our mouth with what you have us to say to your people. We don't know how to teach your people, but you know, Lord. And we asking you the word of our mouth with what you have us to say. Lead us and guide us and teach us your will and your way. We don't know, Lord. We just hanging loose and want you to speak, Lord. We know we're nothing without you. Come on and help us this morning. Oh, God, word of mouth. Lord, lead us and guide us and teach us how to teach your people. Oh, my God, help us to stay humble at your feet where you can use to your will and your glory. My soul is saying yes to the Lord. Lord, bless your people here, there, and everywhere, all over the nation. Bless everyone, we pray. Bless everyone. Don't leave none out, Lord. You see us all and you know us all by name.
Yeah.
We don't have to call no names, do you? Because you named us, Lord. You brought us into the world. Oh, God, we ask you to sanctify us. fill us with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, don't leave us, but just guide us on the way. Teach us how to meet your people. Teach us how to go in and out among your people. Teach us, Lord. Give us that love for one another. Oh, that run from breath to breath and heart to heart. Find the enemy and cast him out. Satan, you got to go. You must go. You must go. God's word is against you. We standing on the word of God. Give us that love that run from breath to breath. Lord, we want you to give us that love in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to know how to touch and agree with you and touch and love your people. Lord, you show me where my arm will stretch it out and let them continue to stretch out to your people in the name of Jesus. Bind the work of Satan. Bind him, Lord, and cast him out in the high. Hey, in the name of Jesus, our souls are saying yes to the Lord. Yes to the will of the Lord today. Yes to the word of God. Lord, you're able to go here, there, and all over the world. Wherever your people are listening, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Let the blessings flow upon them. Say, the blessing of the Lord make us rich and addeth no sorrow. Don't let them be sorry, but help us to surrender our whole wills to you. Help us to give up everything that's not like you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to surrender our wills to you. Help us, Lord, to loosen up and let go the things that will take us down. My God, my King, oh God, don't let us fret about nothing, but just let us live in you, Lord, knowing that you're there at all times, knowing that you're looking over and watching over, making a way for your people. Help us stay in the will of God, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I ask you to word my mouth with what you'd have me to say to your people. Bless everyone, we pray. Bind every evil spirit that come our way. Satan, God, bind you. Get on out the way. You can't stay here. God's word is against you. We're standing on the word of God. You're lying, curse. God, bind you and cast you out in the heat. In the name of Jesus, God's word is against you. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. And, oh, give us love for everybody. My God, my King. Now, we are ready, Lord, to, oh, God, obey your word. Send your word in power today. Send your word, Lord. Send your word. Send your word, because I know I'm nothing without you. Send your word, Lord. Speak to your people. Oh, God, word out of our mouth is what you'd have us to say. Don't leave us, Lord. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. We know you're real and know you got the power. Know we're nothing without you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. God bless each of you. I want to say good morning to you. Good morning to the Lord this morning. And good morning to you all that's on the line. God bless each of you.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. We're here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to do what the Lord have us to do. We want to say what the Lord have us to say. We want to be what the Lord would have us to be. Praise the Lord. We surrendered our wills a long time ago. Praise God. The Lord saved me when I was 11 years old. Weakly saved me when I was 11 years old. I thank God I saw where it was time for me to give my life to the Lord, that the Lord may use me to his will and glory. I thank God. I praise God. I didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost until I was 15. But oh, when I got to be 15, I felt that I had something was lacking in my life. And I began to tell the people, began to tell us we had to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I began to seek after it. Told the Lord I got to the place I didn't want nothing worse than I did. I wanted the Holy Ghost. I wanted to be filled by the Lord. I knew there was a Holy Ghost, so I just asked God, Lord, I want to be filled. I don't want to stop until you fill me. And I sought the Lord and went on fasting at the age of 15. And I kept seeking the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. I didn't have to worry about whether I'm filled or not. I tell you, when the Lord began to fill me, it frightened me. I was saved and sanctified. My God, living a life at 15 that I wasn't ashamed of nowhere in the world I went. And I wasn't ashamed to own the Lord nowhere. You see, these people get saved now, they're ashamed to testify. They won't tell nobody that I'm saved. Amen. You will get up and say, I thank God because I'm saved. I'm saved from sin. Because I tell you, it means something to testify and let the world know that I have Christ in my life. And the more you testify about him, we overcome by the words of our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. And the more you tell the world about Jesus Christ in your life, the more he'll come in. And I praise God I wasn't ashamed, and I would tell the world and everywhere I went that the Lord is in my life. And I thank God because he saved me, he sanctified me, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came upon me, I was so frightened because I had never felt that before. I never felt that way before. But, oh, I lived every day. I watched my life. I didn't get hanging loose like the world. I didn't go where the worldly children, young folks would go. When they went, I didn't worry about what they was doing. I didn't let them upset me about nothing. I said in my heart that I'm going to live this life for the Lord, despite of, regardless of whether any other young person want to live saved, but I'm going to give my life to the Lord. And the Lord anointed me to sing and praise him. And as I grew older, praise God, got married at an early age, at 16 years old. My God, my husband, I thought he was saved. But he, when I got married, I found out he don't know what salvation is. So it was up to me to teach him. But trying to teach him, being young and afraid, had never been able to stay at home alone. I was afraid to stay at home. Found myself following him. And oh, after the enemy got hold to me there for a little while, and I joined in his church. My God, for about 10 years I was in the other church. But I knew it was in my heart. When I get close enough, and when I get where I can attend my church of God in Christ, I'm going there where the people believe in living a sanctified life. And in 28, I was 28 years old. Oh, and the Lord renewed my covenant with the Lord. And the Lord began to use me to his will and glory. And all over the state of Kansas, Missouri, and other states, the Lord began to take me.